This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gaza officials said Thursday more than 100 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have been killed over the past 4 days of military conflict with Israel. According to the health ministry in Gaza, 103 people were killed, including 27 children and 11 women, while 580 people have been hurt since Monday. Inside Israel, 7 people have been killed since Monday, including one 6-year-old, after a rocket struck a family home. Earlier Thursday, the Israeli army said its fighter jets struck a military compound of the Hamas terror organization intelligence headquarters. The U.S.'s top diplomat says he's engaging with Middle East partners with urgency to help de-escalate the rising hostilities between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday he supported a U.N. Security Council meeting next week on the crisis after diplomats said Washington blocked a Friday session. Blinken says he's hopeful time will give diplomacy a chance to have some effect. United States health officials advised Thursday fully vaccinated people can avoid wearing masks in most places and do not need to wear them outdoors. Updated guidance, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention hopes will allow life to begin to return to normal. The agency also says fully vaccinated people do not need to physically distance in most places. It's still recommending vaccinated people wear masks on planes and trains and at airports, transit hubs, mass transit, and in places like hospitals and doctor's offices. The federal recommendations do not override local law or business or workplace regulations.